Christian Martin. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I got a quick one for you. I want to talk about something a lot of people come to me with. I get a lot of hesitant souls messaging me with something like this. Is the market too saturated? I want to get started, but I've heard that digital marketing, funnels, ads is getting saturated. So I'm not sure if I should start a marketing business. Does this sound familiar? Today, we're going to cover three ways to get around the market saturation to build your own marketing agency so you can work from anywhere.
You're about to be introduced to a group of fly-under-the-radar marketers who you've probably never heard of, living life on their own terms, working from anywhere in the world. While others live to work, we work to live. We reject the status quo, the cubicle, and the morning rush hour. We don't allow a boss to tell us how to live our lives. Instead of waiting until we're old and gray, we're spreading our retirements out over the next 60 years to enjoy the prime years of our lives. We can work from anywhere with a laptop and an internet connection. We do things differently. We work smart instead of hard. We don't trade time for money. We trade results and impact. If you had asked your parents or a college advisor if what we're doing is possible, they'd shake their heads. Yet, we're doing it every day from cafes on the beaches of Bali, mountain chalets in the mountains of Colorado, and jungle apartments in Colombia. And we're making more money than we'd ever make in a full-time job. This podcast is about one question. How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. Here's Christian.
So how do you avoid saturation and crush it with your new marketing business? This is a common objection people have to starting this kind of business, and I kind of just chuckle a little bit when I hear it. Because once we break down the reality of the situation, it's kind of ridiculous. So the first thing I'm going to do is give you three tactics to get around market saturation that you can go implement today. So if you're a new or experienced marketer, that you don't have to deal with as much competition. So tactic number one, fish in another pond to find clients who will work with you. If a lake is too crowded with fishermen, what do? You go fish in another pond. So here's the deal. There are 28 million small businesses in the United States alone. The fact of the matter is every single business needs leads to survive. They will die if they don't have leads. So one way or another, all 28 million of these businesses need marketing. Now, some of them have full marketing teams already. Some of them do the marketing themselves. Some of them hire outside marketing consultants. There is variation there. But if you're worried about the market being saturated, don't be. And here's one big reason why. Every single month in the US, 543,000 new businesses get started each month. These are all businesses who have nothing in place for marketing when they start and have never ever heard a pitch from a marketer for their services. So you have the opportunity to go out there and grab this new business in its infancy. And you can also go out there and work with established businesses by offering them something new and different. But just remember that. Each month, there are 500,000 brand new businesses coming onto the scene that you can reach out to and offer your help. So the demand for good marketers is almost insatiable. And I see this backed up every single week in my paid community. I see people going out there getting their first client within a couple of days of starting to reach out for clients. Tactic number two. Remember, I said you can work with these established businesses if you have something new and different to offer. So tactic number two is use a different kind of bait to get clients. If you're thinking right now, I've tried reaching out to clients and no one's responding, you're probably using a me too approach. If you're offering what everyone else is offering, the market might feel saturated to you. The key to getting around this is to position yourself as meaningfully different and better in your offer. So in my world, we use something called a curiosity gap to open up questions in our client's mind about what we can do for them. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever heard someone say, I have something to tell you? So your friend or your spouse walks up to you and says, I have something to tell you. I don't know about you, but I get real curious real fast when that happens. And then this person says, never mind, forget it. I go insane when it happens. I go absolutely crazy and I go, you have to tell me what you're going to say. I have to know what it was. And our outreach uses the same natural human curiosity as this situation. So we invoke curiosity so that our clients demand to speak with us to hear our offer. The clients have no choice but to get on the phone to talk with us because they can't stand to live with the nagging question we've created in their mind. So this is some ninja level shit. This is next level. And almost nobody I know is out there teaching this stuff for marketers and agencies. Tactic number three. We go fishing for a different kind of fish. Digital marketers, Facebook advertisers, and funnel builders who have no specialty are like the unpopular kid on the playground at school screaming, "Pay attention to me," but no one is interested. As a marketer, you want to be like the kid who has a movie star mom or the fashionista or the star football player. In other words, you need to be interesting and have something to offer. You need to position yourself as in demand and different. Let's say, for example, that you're trying to get dentists as clients. This market might feel saturated, right? A lot of people teach this. What if instead of dentists, you went after holistic dentists and you positioned yourself as the go-to expert for holistic dentists, or the holistic dentist man, or the holistic dentist woman? All of a sudden, you have a personal brand around holistic dentists, and every holistic dentist is going to want to work with you because you're the only person who works only with their type of business. When you specialize that far down, that's interesting, that's enticing, that's expertise for your clients. You're going to be the best in the world at that hyper niche. So if you want to escape the saturation, niche down hard, and you won't have any competition. I've done it before. You can go into small markets and be the go-to person on that market, and you literally do not have competition. So if you're worried about the markets being saturated, this is three ways to get around it, but you have to understand this. There's always going to be competition, and there's always room for newcomers. Remember that competition is a good thing. It means there's demand. If you go into a market and there's no competition, there's no other players in the space at all, it means nobody wants what you have to offer. And high competition means there's high demand and a lot of money in that market. If you want to learn more about this, if you want to learn how to become the king or queen of your niche to enjoy a competition-free sub-niche in your marketing business, even if you're brand new and starting from scratch, I put together a training that goes into more detail on this because I want you to embed this in your business. I want you to live by these principles because that's going to make the difference. So if you want to check that out, go to christianmartin.org/free. Until next time, I'll see you out there.
How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review now. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. See you next episode.